Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
Hey, ball man.
Yeah.
Can't you hear me when I call? Hey, boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk. Waking, boss man, waking around the fire. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let Jimmy start. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
No,
you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The only show prefaced by music from a magical group from Germany. What is that group? You've guessed it. Rammstein! A friendly bunch, Rammstein, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to the show. With me, as always, a cool-headed, level-headed individual who happens to not be so fond of filth. His name is Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good evening.
It's not morning. It is evening, and confusing daytimes is a sign of senility. Are you aware of that, 40-year-old?
No.
No, you're not.
Hey, what's good? What's happening on this Tuesday evening? It's a wonderful fall night out here. It's brisk,
out here,
crisp and breezy.
Are you outside? Are you the correspondent in the field?
No, but I just want to. A lot of people out there. We have a lot of listeners in different parts of the country. I just want to know. It's a nice, cool fall evening tonight. Brisk, crisp, and cool and cozy.
Great. You gonna tell them to wear their galoshes if it starts to rain? Any other weathermanly advice?
I need you to bundle up and wear layers.
You should layer. Always layer. Unless you're a man.
I gotta be honest with you. I've never, in my 39 years of living, wearing layers never made me feel more warm than not wearing layers.
It's always frighteningly cold. Even no matter how many fucking layers of clothing you have, it's always frighteningly cold. Have you ever? It's impossible, I think, to dress so warm and then go out in the snow and feel like, you know, it's a good thing I have all these clothes on.
Well, when I was a young fellow, I would shovel the snow, and sometimes it would be like sunny out. After the snowfall, it would be a sunny day.
Yeah.
And I would take my shirt off and shovel the snow.
So you'd shovel the snow with a bare chest?
Yes.
The fuck? Who would do that?
Well, this was when I was a younger man and in better condition.
So you were in better condition, so you're showing off to the neighbors?
Because I used to be a weightlifter back in the day.
Well, yeah, we've all seen your picture at a ripe 15 years old.
That was when I peaked at 15.
You did, actually. You were at your you're at your life's peak at 15, which is, you know...
Dude, that's going to be fucking 20... In a few... That's going to be almost 25 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a sad... You're in sad shape right now. But the thing is, you were trying to, like, show off... And become maybe, I guess in the back of your head you were thinking yourself to be some kind of a model. Like that's the type of thing that like a homosexual or a woman would have in their calendar. They would pray, they would just flip that page the next month and hope to see some topless or nude man taking care of yard work like you. Yeah. It's fucking terrible, Frank.
Anyway.
I mean, is this really what you have on your mind, the weather, Frank?
No, it's not on my mind. The weather's not on my mind. It's least thing on my mind right now.
We've announced something on the new Hear Us Talk blog, which is blog.hearustalk.com. Blog.hearustalk.com. The latest entry, dated the 27th, is a simple screenshot of one of your tweets. In all caps, it says, "I found the hole." What the fuck does this mean? You found the hole. And by the way, twitter.com/thegermfreak. You found the hole. What does that mean?
It means after a long time of searching, the hole was found.
What'd you do to the hole?
Well, I didn't do it. Somebody stuck his finger in there.
So you find this hole after all that time, and you just hand it over to someone else.
Well, it took me a long time to find the hole, and I was too scared to stick my finger in it, so he stuck his finger in the hole.
So are you saying that you had another man's help in finding the hole?
Yeah, and my wife didn't mind.
Was he the first one to explore or probe with his finger?
Absolutely.
And your wife didn't care?
I mean, I tried with a stick, but never with my finger.
Really?
She didn't mind at all. She didn't mind.
Why wouldn't you just go right in?
Because I was afraid, you know. I didn't have any experience, you know, putting my finger in holes like that.
And your wife didn't give you. You handed it off to some stranger, who was just, you know, probably really relieved and happy to have found it, and is now just sticking his finger in there, and God knows what else. So just you and one other guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I watched. I watched as he stuck his finger in there, and. Like I said, Donna didn't mind, and I enjoyed watching him do it. It didn't
so
bother
two
me.
Guys, you and another guy,
right?
And your wife.
Well, yeah, she was there.
Jesus, of course she was there.
I mean, I wanted him to, as soon as he pulled it out, I wanted him to wash his hands, though.
Well, I mean, what do you think he's gonna do?
I don't want him to stick it somewhere else and contaminate something.
Yeah. Well, that could get pretty messy. I mean, you could probably get some kind of bacterial disease from that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it because
they say after you put
tight,
it, yeah,
it was tight, but once he put it in there and wiggled it around, he said it was quite loose.
Well, you know, once you break the seal, you know, and you do a little exploring, you know, things start to happen.
Then I was afraid that it might be, you know, something may be in there that could get at him, and there could be blood or something. So I just was a little freaked out at first.
Oh my
but
God.
He didn't seem to mind.
So, I mean, did you pay? I mean, was this like was this a friend of the family or like a hired expert?
I just found him out of the Yellow Pages.
You just a random stranger out of the Yellow Pages?
Yeah,
and you have him probing around and probably just smile. You don't know where this guy's from.
Well, the first guy I hired couldn't find the hole, so I had to hire somebody else.
So you had another guy. You tried out another guy.
I tried another guy. He didn't.
God,
stick his finger in the hole.
Is this something that you and Donna had been planning for a while?
It came up unexpected. No, we weren't planning on it.
Did you bring this up to Donna?
Or is this I something? I brought it up. Yeah.
She never mentioned wanting this at all.
She said that she definitely said we needed to find the hole, but she never we never really talked about it as much as we did, you know, a few days ago. And then the first guy wasn't able to do it, so we hired somebody else. And after a little few minutes, he actually stuck two fingers in there.
So you tried the first guy, he didn't work out.
He didn't work out.
And right away, you go to the next one. It seems like Donna's into it.
The first guy was like a dead fish. He didn't really do anything. He was just there for the money. You know what
nervous.
I'm saying?
He was probably nervous poking around that hole.
I guess so.
He didn't know how to make heads or tails of that hole.
The other guy had no problem getting down and dirty.
That guy's probably done it before, too.
He looked like he had experience.
Wait, he put two fingers in, you said?
He after one finger, he was able to put two fingers in.
Hmm. Did he ever put his face near the hole?
He didn't put it too close, but he put it maybe about 12 inches away from the hole just to get a good look, but he mostly had his fingers in there.
Hmm. My God. So he didn't really want to put his lips next to it.
No. He didn't want to put his lips onto it because, you know, there could be diseases or something, you know.
I mean, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where everything's
been. He doesn't know where the hole's been.
Yeah. It's true.
And he doesn't know who's been in the hole.
I mean, so he rubbed it a little bit. Was he honestly? Let me. Did he take pride in his work, or was he just real quick in and out?
No. He maneuvered it and you know moved it in and out of several thrusts several times.
Hmm.
And he pulled it out and
wow.
You know he even went back for more.
Oh my God! So did you let him come in your wife's ass or?
Excuse me.
What are we talking about? You're talking about you had an anal three way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Am I in the right conversation here,
dude? What are you getting at, man? What's going? I'm talking about the fucking exterminator, you jackass. He found.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking
where
about
the fucking rodents we're going into.
Oh,
what
I'm
the hell
sorry.
You think I was talking about?
See, with me, I thought that you know you already dealt with the rodents, and that was in the past. And now I thought you were trying to explore some fucking you know. Some new territory to keep it fresh. What did I know?
No. You know what? Get your mind out of the fucking gutter, okay?
I mean, you were saying you got a gym membership. I thought you were going to work out. And then you mentioned the hole. Now I think you're picking up other guys.
No. No. You know what? I'm talking about... Listen, I've been in a week of hell. My house has been infested. So far, we've caught a total of 6 rats / mice in my home. 6.
6?
6.
Wow. Did any and none of them got away? Just so I'm on the same page. Did the exterminator try to fuck any of the mice? No one got fucked? This whole thing was just like you found where the rodents were coming in?
The guy stuck his finger in the hole where the rodents were going into. Well, I don't understand what you're talking about, dude.
Say it again. A little slower. Did he lubricate?
No, he didn't even put a glove on.
Okay. So you caught 6 mice. Now, was this because of your traps or right. did the Here's exterminator do this?
Let me up to date you people because I know
up to
you're
date?
Supposed, you don't
Did you say
shit.
Let me up to date you people?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Last week we found my wife found a couple of scurrying mice and then we
a couple scurrying what?
Mice.
Oh, okay. I hope she didn't. The next thing she finds is a couple scurrying grade school fucking grammar books, some phonics workbooks for you.
All right. So what happened was, I caught the first one, which is the first. My first kill was the one that's on your DJ New Style Show program website. Yeah. You can see the first kill.
That was the episode cover for 227.
We concluded it was most likely a rat.
Yes.
Okay.
So now we're talking mice as well.
Then after that, a few days later, I came face to face with the mice, and his tail got stuck in a snap trap. Okay.
Okay.
Only his tail.
Oh, so now he was dragging with the trap.
Yes.
With the trap?
He was walking around the ledge with the fucking trap on his tail. Okay. And I was fucking freaking out. You could only imagine. I had chills up my spine. I'm gonna fucking melt. I'm freaking out. Okay.
So now you heard the snap.
I heard the snap.
And now the thing is, when in tweets past, I've seen you exclaim joy when you heard the snap, and so you ran over, and now you saw this thing dragging the trap behind you.
And I hear it squeaking, and all of a sudden, it's walking around with this thing attached to its fucking tail.
So you picked up the trap and threw it in the garbage, right?
Excuse me?
You pick up the trap, and you just throw the whole thing in the garbage.
You don't be an ass. I had to take things into my own hand. I had to take it upon myself and murder the rodent.
So you murdered this rodent.
I murdered the rodent. I took a shovel. I took my good fucking fireplace shovel that I used to pick up the ashes, which I'm never going to be able to use anymore. Because it was the first thing I could fucking get. I took it and I jammed it underneath his fucking neck and I strangled the fucking thing. The son of a bitch wouldn't die, though. And I had this all on video, by the way.
So you recorded it.
Pardon me?
You recorded it.
I recorded me killing it, yes.
Okay, so
I took the shovel and stuck it under its fucking neck until it was gasping for fucking air. Its fucking mouth was opening up, kept closing and opening. And it took at least a good maybe 3 or 4 minutes for this thing to fucking die. And I got blood on the fucking shovel, blood on my fucking basement walls, and I'm sick to my stomach. So now the thing is fucking dead. So I have to figure out how the fuck I'm going to get this thing into a fucking bag. So I took a fucking salad tongs. My wife got some salad tongs. And I picked the fucking trap up with the salad tongs and threw the salad tongs and the fucking carcass directly into the fucking bag. I brought the bag up the stairs, didn't even make it touch me, and I fucking threw it in the fucking gutter over there. Now,
so we have a comment from your buddy White House Brent. White House Brent's he's wondering, Frank, because you have a policy about bloodletting. He wants to know, is murdering a rat the same as bloodletting?
Well, this was involuntary bloodletting.
No, it was completely voluntary. There are other ways you could have taken care of this fucking mouse.
How was I going to... Listen, let me ask you.
You take the fucking shovel, and you... Bang! Right on top of it.
A bad angle. I was at a bad angle. There was not enough of an area for me to whack it, because if I whacked it, it would have fell to the ground, and I would have been worse fucking case. It would have been worse than what I was to begin with. Okay?
So I had to kill it at where it was. So you partially decapitated. Now, you saw the mouse's... The mouth.
Its mouth
breathing.
Was opening, gasping for air. Right.
Why'd you kill me? You poor fuck. I just wanted peanut butter.
Yeah, the his name was not Curly, but anyway, I stuck the shovel in
or
his
Frank.
Neck. And he after 3 or 4 minutes, he finally died, and that was that. Okay, that was number two.
So, you tried to cut the head off.
I didn't try to cut that off. I just tried to choke it. I didn't want
to. You tried to choke it with the sharp blade of a shovel.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Then I put that in the bag. Now the third mouse, like I said, the second mouse was the mouse that got stuck in the French drain. That one, I don't know what the fuck happened to that one.
That one's on the loose. That one was
pregnant. I don't know what that one is.
That one's pregnant and it's currently whelping its new litter of rats.
Okay. So that was number two, but we don't know what happened to that one. So I killed the – so the one mouse the rat got killed in the snapshot, which I have the picture of. The other murder I caught on videotape, and I will eventually – we will broadcast this on probably frankandbarb.com or some other thing. Okay.
Yes. We will put that up. We'll put that up on one of our video sites.
Okay.
You've also promised us another video in relation to this. I guess I'll have to make some kind of a compilation video of your fucking your ordeal with common pests.
Now,
did any of the mice make shitty references to a radio show they liked and hold up signs while news people were trying to fucking do a story?
No.
Okay.
So the third, fourth, and fifth rodent were killed with snap traps.
Okay, now, you say snap trap. That doesn't mean anything to me.
It means the kind... It's, you know, the old-fashioned Victor mouse traps, the wooden ones that your grandmother uses?
Yes.
Well, it's like them, only it's more updated. It's plastic, and you just have to push down a hinge and lock it. And then when it touches the bait, there's a little tongue, a little plastic tongue. When you put it down, it'll snap.
Okay.
I have this all on video. On the video, I also described each of the mouse traps as well to educate people because I wanted to give some education. Look, I'm trying to educate. I want the hardship that's happening to me to educate other people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're bringing this to the masses.
You know when people have tragedies in their life and they want to take that opportunity to better other people and educate other people? Well, that's what I'm doing with this situation.
You realize that you know, more than a couple mice, in your case, rats, which is even worse. It's an infestation. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
What would you think of a place if I told you, hey, Frank, let's go to this place. It's infested with rats.
Well, but you know as well as I know that this is nothing to do with the way my house is run. If you let me finish the story, I will explain to you how they came to be and this and that. Because I know you're dying to know what the fucking mystery is.
Well, I am.
Okay. The third, fourth, and fifth rodent were killed in the snap traps. Now, remember I said we killed six.
Yes.
The sixth one we found in the garage.
Okay, you found one in the garage now.
Garage. Now, here's what they were doing. My garage overhang door would not go – when it rested on the asphalt, the driveway, there was about – you know when a car drives up to the inside the garage – the tires left a depressed section where the asphalt is, so it beveled down a little bit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Everybody does.
Oh. So, and that part that beveled down is the part where the door, overhang door, would close down on. So there was about a 2 or 3 inches of open space between the driveway and the door. So what happened was the mice were coming into the – and by the way, 99% of house infestation is through the garage.
That was
called to me by the exterminator.
Yeah, by the statistics expert that kills fucking rodents for a living.
Okay. So they were getting in underneath the door.
Hold on, Frank. You just said something here that kind of made me think. Why is it that everything that happens a lot, people say happens 99% of the time? Don't use a fucking percentage.
What are you going to say, 98?
It happens a lot. Most cases, this happens. Don't try
it's
to sound like a fucking
positive, but
an erudite fucking statistician by bringing up a fucking percentage. It's bullshit. Anyway, continue. So you had a big gully under your garage door.
Right.
And the creatures
were crawling in.
Yeah, and they were crawling in, going in the asphalt, whatever.
So the rodents would go underneath there, and then what happened is there was a lot of droppings in the... left corner of my the north corner of my garage. So I said to myself, there's droppings in the garage, but yet there's these rodents in the crawl space. There's got to be some correlation between the garage and the crawl space. Okay, so the first exterminator didn't do shit. He put a couple fucking glue traps down, a couple of this and that. He was fucking useless. So I called another guy.
Okay,
I called another exterminator. This guy was fucking on the ball, man. He started moving things around in the garage. Lo and behold, he pulled out an old picture frame, and behind the picture frame was a little, about a half dollar size hole that went directly from the garage into the fucking crawl space. So that's how these fucks were getting in my house. They were going through the garage, into this fucking hole, into the crawl space.
They dug a hole behind a picture to get out through the garage? This is like the mouse version of Shawshank? What the Why do you have an open hole in your fucking foundation?
It's the drywall from the garage because the garage is drywall. Part of the garage is drywall because it's the part that's attached to my house.
Okay.
So and what happened is he found, you know, like urine and in that hole, and also when these rodents, when they walk, they leave an oily black residue behind, and he saw evidence of that as well. So he went into the bait. So what he did is he shot this fucking injection of powder into this fucking hole. He stuffed it with copper mesh. Then he went into the crawl space and he saw where they were coming in at. And he put some more poison. He put about like 25 bait traps, about 25 snap traps. We saturate this fucking crawl space. So these things are not fucking survive.
You're talking about this guy like he's a fucking war hero.
Dude, he is. He's my war hero. This guy.
You just said this guy was your hero. You understand what you just fucking said, olive oil? You fucking faggot.
Remember you asked me one time, you said, Frank, who's your hero? And I said, you know what, Ken, I don't have heroes. This guy is my hero. I found a hero. He found the fucking source where they're going in, dude. He fucking found it.
Well, then why did you tweet that you found the hole, you fucking credit stealer?
Well, it sounded better. But listen, so what happened was he put the copper mesh in the hole, but after he left, I still wanted more protection, so I cemented the fucking hole. I put cement in there. I got some ready-mixed cement and put it on top of the fucking hole to
ensure.
Shouldn't
you put, like, poison in there and some, like,
poison,
wire or something?
Copper mesh and cement. I also have... I also put about 5 snap traps and glue traps all around that area so that they won't even get in. I also put asphalt to make the gullies flush with the rest of the driveway. So now when it comes down, there's no open space. Now, and I want to knock on wood. It's been about 3 days and nothing. Okay?
Really?
I think I'm in the clear. I don't want to. But the problem. Now, we also found out what their food source was down there. They were living on a box of Nutrisystem.
They were living on Nutrisystem?
Nutrisystem.
Wait, you're on Nutrisystem?
A couple years ago, I went on Nutrisystem. I put the box down there because I only used it for a week because I couldn't handle it. And they were living off the Nutrisystem.
Hold on. You had this shit under in your basement for 2 years?
Yes.
What kind of meals did they give you?
They gave you meatloaf with red salt.
You had fucking... meatloaf shipped to you and stored in your basement for 2 years.
Yeah, they had chicken noodles with dumplings.
No, there's a G. It's not dumplings. There has to be a G.
It just says dumplings. I don't know.
So you had fucking entire meals just
right
in the basement.
Right. They had their choice of meatloaf, beef stroganoff, or whatever. So they were
they had their
living
choice
the
as if you're presenting them with a fucking menu. Okay.
So we got the exterminator found the source he found the food. We put the food, threw it in a bag, and threw it outside. So their food source is gone. Now, thank God we haven't had any... I'm just saying this, I'm getting goosebumps because I'm afraid to say it, okay? But I'm at the... And I asked you this, Ken, as well. I'm at the point now where I don't know if it's good to see that there's nothing in the traps or if I want to see that there's something in the traps. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's very bad. Here's the deal. Rats are very intelligent. They'll figure out how their brethren have died, and they will adapt. And you'll have to get completely new traps. And it's a never-ending cycle until you go through at least 3 months. I'd say if you go through a ratless 3 months, you may be in the clear.
What is your... Are you trying to make me feel worse than I already do?
I'm trying to, you know, show you the writing on the wall. Or on the Nutrisystem box.
Do you ever hear the word
fucking
compassion?
Idiot. Compassion?
Making somebody trying to coax somebody up, making them feel better?
No, you don't need to define it. Or explain it to me. I understand it. But why do you deserve any? You know how many people have fucking rats in their house? What makes you think that you having a rodent problem is something I need to console you with?
Do you realize what I've been going through the last week or so? Do you realize that I've almost had a nervous breakdown? Are you aware of that?
No. I'm not.
Well, I didn't, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Now Frank, this guy found Nutrisystem meals from 2 years. You probably forgot that you even had them.
Forgot all about him.
So you had all this shit in the basement. This guy must have cleared everything.
He cleared the food out. He put about 50 traps in the basement.
Now,
but I'm scared, Ken.
Frank,
I'm still scared.
Don't be scared and just explain to me, was there any embarrassing stuff that the guy found?
There may have been.
That's a yes.
There may have been a box of something.
A box of something. Embarrassing. And it's not the 2-year-old Nutrisystem food.
No.
What would it be, Frank? What did the guy find?
Just some VHS movies. It's always the big deal. Just some old movies.
Embarrassing VHS movies? So, what, you had a crate of Cop and a Half? I mean, what is it that were in these boxes that's so embarrassing? Were they home movies?
There were somebody's home movies.
Frank, what kind of movies were these?
X-rated movies.
I'm sorry?
Triple X.
Is it true that they were pornography, Frank?
Perhaps.
In a previous episode, you had explained to me that you had a box of pornography in your house, buried deep within the bowels of your basement. VHS porn in a fucking box, taped up and hidden so that you could never, ever find it or use it again. And this guy, who is your hero, you just said he was your hero, unearthed your fucking battery of porno. And you knew he found it.
This was not just any porno. This was vintage 80s porno, my friend. This is the real deal. So this is Seika. This is Ginger Lynn Allen. So, this is the real stuff.
So the guy found your stash. And to you, this is very embarrassing.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, I mean, the guy brought it out. Did he say anything? I mean, what did you say to him?
He says he jerks off to porn.
No, he didn't say that to you, did he? I mean, you said, oh, I'm sorry, it's just my movies. And what did he say? He told you he jerks off to porn? This is how he presents the box to you? A box of porn? He's like, nah,
I wanted to give him the porn. I says, take it. I haven't fucking found this thing in 15 years. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I said, take the whole fucking box, I said.
Did he take any of them?
I don't think he took
them. Did he look through them at least?
I don't think he leaves.
Yeah, you gotta. If somebody offers you that, you gotta peruse, even if you're not gonna take. You like if we see the thing is, I wanted to find that box so we could see exactly what titles Frank had, because he you never admit to using pornography.
No. I had pornography when I was a young feller.
Oh, so you were just holding it for somebody? It's not my porn.
Well, this is like when I was a kid, you know, in the 80s. And then I don't look at that stuff.
All right, let me ask you something, Frank. How many houses have you owned in your life?
Two.
Okay, so this one, this box of movies from your childhood not only survived the first move to your first house, it made the cut to go to your fucking current home. This isn't just something that you just happen to have.
That my mother put in a box. She says, this is yours. I took it, and I says, fine. I put it in my fucking old house.
Your mom saw this.
Oh, she saw the box. I don't think she looked in it.
Goatweed is calling it sentimental porn.
Well, it, when you think about it, it's like classic porno because it's that, you know, that 80s stuff, which you don't see anymore.
Frank, is it more embarrassing that your mother finds your porn at your advanced age or when you're a teenager? Like, if you're 40 and your mom finds a box of pornography, is that more embarrassing than being 13 and getting caught jerking off with a sock? Which is worse?
Is that what you did?
No, but I mean, that's the classic scenario. American Pie, you know, you jerk off and it's like, I've tried jerking off with a sock. Not my thing. Kind of, it might depend on the sock.
His feet?
That could be a problem as well. But then again, how concerned are you with disease when you're masturbating? Really? Only people like you that are scared of germs that are invisible would have a fucking fear of contracting a disease while jerking off and being pathetic. Would you be more embarrassed to be caught in your adolescence or at your age today? Your mother stays over for the weekend, walks into a spare room, sees a box of DVDs or whatever it is. Fucking slate rock that had erotic scenes carved into it. I don't know how old you are, how far back you go. I don't know the media from which you jerked off to. If she finds it at 40 years old, are you going to be embarrassed?
Well, your media was Oprah Winfrey. But anyway,
no, hold on. It was a video cassette labeled Oprah Winfrey because no one would watch it. And it was always hidden, just in case.
Do you ever have any idea whatever happened to that tape?
I threw it out. I destroyed it and threw it out.
Recently, or?
I remember throwing it out. I didn't just do it now. Like, it's some fucking...
Now, did it bring back... Were you kind of sad to throw it out? Were you kind of... Did you want to hold on? You should,
Frank,
you should really
I spit on the content on that tape. With the
spit?
Power... I just put my fucking... Turn my back to it. We have freak.
No,
Frank, you can't even do a research paper on the internet now without finding great porn. It's impossible. Everything that you search for will lead you to excellent porn. Jackable porn. Do you know how difficult that was? Now it's anything you type. You can type the letter A, and I'm assuming you'll find a video at least by page 3 of the search results. At least. This fucking... Why would I take a collection of cutscenes of 10 seconds of free nudity.
Because let me tell you why you should have kept this, Kenny. Because what happened was, this is something that you put – this was your first movie, if you will. This was your first piece of work. This is something that you edited and put together, and I thought you would have kept it because it was the first thing you ever did.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I edited it. No, I didn't – I mean, if somebody recording a sitcom on the same tape is editing, then yes, I did. It just happens that my sitcom was 10 seconds long, but had 100 episodes that made no sense, and it was all fuck scenes.
But how cool would it have been if you still had that VHS and posted it to some website, and wouldn't that have been nostalgic to look at?
No. I mean, if
you probably had that fucking cassette memorized from head to toe.
No, because I had made a few errors, because my safety measure was to actually take a tape with stuff recorded on it, and then tape over that. And then fast forward to like three quarters of the end of the tape. So in rewinding, sometimes, you know, you tape over stuff.
Right.
So anyway, Frank, I mean, the guy found your box of pornography and just sloughed it off and said, you know, I don't know, I jerk off. Just you and him, and this guy's telling you how he jerks off. And this is the man you called your hero.
Dude, he found my problem, dude.
Okay, so he saved you, he rescued the bald damsel in distress, and they gave you a happier life. Now, you did miss out on a huge opportunity. I mean, let's say the six is the end of it, and Goatweed has been trying to get this. I'm sorry, Frank, I didn't know that I cut you off.
I want you to just answer my question. I know you were you know, trying to be outrageous at first, but if you were in my position, and don't give me a smart-ass answer, is it better for me to see something dead in there or to not see something dead? What should I be doing right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to see something in there or if I don't want to see something in the traps.
I mean, how many traps do you have out?
About 15.
And you found the hole?
Yeah.
And you sealed it up and put poison in there?
Yes.
There are no other holes.
You went
through two exterminators.
Two exterminators.
If you don't see anything, Frank... fantastic. If you see it again, then maybe it was a straggler. But, you know, give it some time, and eventually you'll feel better. Goatweed, again, you know, he's typing a lot of useful comments here on the Heroes Talk chat room, heroestalk.com. Check it out. You know, a lot of good things. Excellent things, dare I say. He said that, if you know, rats can live on very little food, so maybe 2 to 3 months, you know, and then if you don't see anything, they're probably either all dead or you caught them originally. So, I mean, that's what it is. You got to wait. It's a waiting game now, Frank. Do I hear clapping? What are you doing?
I want to tell you that I'm scared. I won't go in the unfinished area without my wife holding her hand. That's number one.
Your wife has to hold her own hand. That's the ultimate in comfort for you to see her.
She holds my hand when we go. I have to ask her to go in the unfinished area with me, and I hold her hand, and she goes with me in there.
Like, how often do you go in there?
Well, I go in there periodically, every, you know, a couple times a day just to check to see if there's anything there. And I have to hold...
Frank, are you exaggerating this a bit?
I swear on my children that she holds my hand when I go in there.
Now, have your kids found out about the rats?
They have found out, no. And they will
not
find out.
I can't wait to tell them.
Ken, you don't fuck her. Don't even fuck around
I'm going to email Luke@germfreakfamily.com. And send him a picture of the dead rat and say, this was downstairs. His brothers are going to steal your toys.
Another space between a door and the floor, that little half inch or whatever.
Yes.
I'm just afraid that I'm going to just see one just like come through the fucking... I'm scared.
And do what? What could it do to you, Frank?
Attack me and kill me! And bleed me! And and give me rabies!
It's going to subdue you, cut you, and let you bleed out. Fucking rat. It's smaller than your foot. Stomp on it, you fucking dope. Why are you fucking crying?
I'm scared. It's going to kill me. It's going to hurt me and bite my throat and give me rabies and make me and it may even turn me into a rat too.
It's not a fucking vampire. How's it going to turn you into a rat? Do you understand how
when I was little,
do you understand how animals are created?
When I was little, I used to think that if I got an animal's blood on me, I'd turn into that animal.
That would be awesome, actually. I mean, Ted Nugent would be an amalgamation of every woodland creature. You would be a rat. I would be. I mean, I eat a lot of bloody raw steaks and pork and everything like that. I'd be some kind of fucking livestock. I think it would be an amazing ability to be able to turn into an animal if you eat or drink its blood.
Have you ever eaten the blood of an animal?
Of course. I mean, if you eat steak, you've eaten the blood of an animal. If you eat a nice rare steak, you've eaten the blood of an animal.
Have you ever tasted your own blood?
Yeah. I mean, if you have, I mean, you haven't done anything that hasn't been done by everybody. I'll tell you that right now. Everything you've done has been done and redone by the entire population of the world. So if you've tasted your own blood, Frank, then everybody has. Now, if you could turn into any animal just by eating or drinking its blood, which animal would you attack and kill?
What animal would I attack and kill?
Yes, because you'd have to eat or drink its blood. Which one would you want to turn into? Keeping in mind that you have to end its life to become that kind of animal.
I'd go with the aardvark.
You know how much work you got to put in? Don't they have like some kind of or that's an armadillo. I'm sorry, I've confused that. Why would you want to be an aardvark?
Because I think they get a bad rap.
What's so good about them?
They eat the ants. They're also known as anteaters.
Yes, I know that. So you want a life of just having a long fucking tongue that you put into holes. Oh, I see.
You know what would really freak me out? To come back to life and be a blind mole. Just a blind mole living in the fucking dirt and not even be able to see what you're looking at.
Being plucked out by fucking cats and other animals. Just not know. Like, you get pulled out of your little mole hole and chewed on. One minute you feel the confines of the home that you're digging. The next minute you feel teeth entering your body. It's not a good existence. It's not a good existence. I mean, if
oh, and on top of that, not only did I find out I had a rodent infestation, but I'm also have a termite problem as well. So now I have to get a fucking termite, whatever the fuck you call it, termite remedied.
Why don't you just blast and fucking rebuild? Light it up, you know, and rebuild.
Owning a home is a bitch, man. It's a bitch and a half.
Yeah. Light it up and rebuild is what I say, Frank. Tear it right the fuck down. Start over. And you know what? Set the ground on fire, too. Just, I think they do that sometimes when they really want to teach some property a lesson. They burn the ground. Just do that.
Please, God, I beg of you. Please, God.
Are you praying on the show?
Could you just give me a second to pray?
I'm sorry. There's no praying on the show. Not on a show that you feel is okay to say fuck the Pope and the Catholic Church.
Oh, I never said that.
You said fuck the Catholic Church.
Yeah, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
Say it to a priest and see and ask them what it means. I think they would feel the same way.
First of all, God forgives me, number one. God forgives me. Because if he can forgive murderers, he can forgive me for saying that.
Hey, Frank, let me ask you something. Did you have rats and termites before you said fuck the church?
No.
Oh, so is God forgiving you, causing several simultaneous infestations?
What happened? White House Brent supposed to give that to you, or what?
No, actually, White House Brent is just sitting back smiling at your fucking, your horror. That's what it is. I mean, if you're a holy person and you hear Frank say fuck the church, and then you hear Frank for 3 weeks in a row crying about vermin raiding his home, then you might feel justified. You might. I don't know, Frank. I really don't know.
I can't sit in my basement anymore and watch.
But now,
you know,
what about
my
this?
Wife bought me a nice big TV, 42-inch or whatever the fuck it is. I can't enjoy it now. I have to go upstairs and watch TV. I'm afraid to stay in the fucking basement. I'm in my office here because I got the fucking door closed and I got a fucking rug wedged in between the fucking crack that hits that's between the floor and the door.
Let me ask you something, Frank. The exterminator did a great job putting down the traps.
He made me feel very calm, and he had a good bedside manner. This guy was not afraid to get dirty. He went in there. He went in that crawl space. He didn't care about anything. In addition to that, he went in the friggin' attic as well.
Wow, he went all over the house.
And this is not a attic with stairs or even a pull down. This is a scuttle. This is just a little hole in the ceiling of my daughter's closet. He went right up there.
Whoa, he went in your daughter's closet to get into this little scuttle, as you say.
Yes.
So, after laying all the traps, inspecting your entire home, getting in the hole, patching things up, getting real down and dirty with this, he touched all over your house. He touched your daughter's clothes in her closet.
Well,
he probably shook your hand. He probably touched your kitchen table when signing the invoice or something.
Well, let me explain that. Now,
and this is after he's like, you know, I jerk off.
You want to know something? That didn't, for some reason, that didn't bother me at all. What kind of freaked me out is the fact that he was touching the traps that were the traps that were already there. And he was touching the sill, the foundation where he knew that the rodents had been you know, scurrying along.
Yeah, and when they scurry, as you said, they leave an oily black substance.
Right. So he was,
which is their ass juice.
That kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, you know, it didn't bother him to touch that with his bare hands. And then he went up the basement stairs and touched the railing and he opened the front door. And I had to fucking scour and sanitize the house afterwards.
And then he trimmed his nails with his teeth and then kissed your wife on the cheek.
No, but he shook my wife's hand. And when he shook my wife's hand, I made her take her hand and she had to walk into the house with her hand sticking out, and she put it in the sink and she had to put some hot water and solution on it, and I poured a little bleach on her hand.
You're out of your mind. I don't know how she does this. I don't know how she fucking does this. Plays along with this charade, holds the visual that I got from this, holding the hand straight out. Oh my God! You're too close to the picture frame.
He shook his hand right before he left. So it was. So as soon as he left, I says, "Donna."
No, wait. Does she know the drill, or did you have to tell her?
I said, "Listen, that guy just shook your hand. Okay, he didn't wash it. You have to take your hand now. Don't touch anything. I will open the doors for you. You have to now take that hand and scour it."
And where did she scour it?
In the guest bathroom.
Oh, the public bathroom, as you said.
The public bathroom.
The one that I just pissed all over.
Excuse me.
It doesn't matter.
But anyway. And also, he touched her shirt too, because he touched her on the back just to.
Did you make her disrobe and
no,
scrub
no.
them like?
I said to her, first of all, I says after you wash that hand, you will then remove that shirt that sweater and put it directly into the washing machine, and.
Well, what
it's hell.
What if she had to wash other garments?
Well, that's okay because they're going to be washed anyway.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break? Frank, I'm very happy for you. Very happy. I mean, are you satisfied now? Or you just, it's a waiting game and you're uncomfortable.
It's a waiting game. And as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers say, the waiting is the hardest part.
You know, I don't think anybody's ever heard that before. Thank you for bringing that to the show. That's a very poignant phrase from a man with stringy girl hair and a terrible mustache.
Did you want me to, before we go to a break, do you want me to tell you about some,
Why don't we do, yeah, you know what, go ahead.
You know what, we got some award-winning software I'd like to bring to the forefront.
Really, award-winning software?
Yeah, I'll get to bring it to the forefront of the Heroes Talk in the community. It's called ICU2 Video Chat. Have you ever heard of this? I don't think so.
I have. I've used it, actually. It's very good.
Sure, there are many video chat services out there, but ICU2 has been around longer than any of them, all of them combined. Simply download ICU2 on your Windows PC, and in seconds, not minutes, seconds, you'll be face to face with people from all over the world. It's free to try. Visit ICU2.com and click download. Try it now. ICU2.com, ICU2 Video Chat, the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication.
Very good, Frank.
Thank you!
Did this song ring through your head as the guy wiped his jerk-off hands all over your house?
Be strong, and he's gotta lay traps, and he's gotta cater to a crying bald man.
Jesus Christ, Frank. Well, let's take a break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place. You yawning motherfucker. I hope your house stays infested for the next 50 years, you fuck.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
This This is Keith from Best in Show Radio. During the summer, the best way for you to wind down from a long day at the beach, the park, the PlayStation, or wherever it is you people with jobs go, is with your friends at Hear Us Talk. Join us every Tuesday night for the DJ New Style Show, live from 9 to 11. Thursday nights, catch Best in Show Radio, live from 8 to 11. And usher in your weekend with The What Show, Friday nights at 9:30, all times Eastern. Plus, on Wednesday nights, dim the lights and get your popcorn ready for 100K Presents. And remember some older moments on Monday nights with the Best in Show Radio Journey to the Past. All of this and more can be found at HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk Radio Room in Powtalk. And don't forget to check out our forums at RadioBronzeFans.com and get your hands on all the latest merchandise at HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com. All of this is brought to you by the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're going to be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook? MySpace? Twitter? Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. Be sure to check out The What Show Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30 in the a.m. That's nighttime. And also Best in Show Radio, 8 to 11 on Thursday nights. All of this on HearUsTalk.com. Now, Frank, you have something going on with the boys from Best in Show, don't you?
Oh, to say the least. Not this Thursday, but a week from this Thursday, and I believe the date is October 8th. I think. Yeah, yeah. October 8th.
October 8th. There's something big going down, Frank.
The Scramble Championship between me and Best in Show Keith.
Now, what? Now you're competing again. This is the second time you're competing.
The first time was did not count as there were undue circumstances that took place.
Excuse me? Frank, are you undermining our fucking efforts here? We fought hard to make that count. You have been officially recognized as the
US
Talk Scramble
that
Champion.
Counted.
You're going to blow it for us, Frank.
Yes. Yes. I won the first round through forfeit or whatever. His score was 0. Mine was 7.
Nine, actually. You scored 9 in 3 minutes. So I think you're going to be doing pretty well.
What we're going to do is we're going to do the all-out 10 rounds with the maximum amount of minutes for each round.
Mm-hmm.
And this will determine who the real Scramble champion is.
Yeah. It will.
I will be driving to the Hear Us Talk Best in Show studio. Perhaps there will be a cheerleader as well. I'm not sure of that. That's not in writing yet.
Oh, okay. All right. And you'll be going to Staten Island for Best in Show October 8th, 8 to 11, always on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. Come on. You're listening to my show. You should be listening to everybody's shows. If you're listening to everybody's shows and you're listening to me, thank you very much. You are now one of the people I don't hate. So this will be October 8th. If you don't know what Scramble is, it's a game on Facebook that is essentially Boggle. You have to find words and score. And Frank had called Keith out as being a cheater. Is that correct?
Yes, I did, because he is one.
And then you were going to, you know, compete at the Labor Day event a few weeks back. And what happened was you got a little tipsy. You engaged in the drink and became completely useless. But you managed to scrape by with 9 points. And Keith didn't even play, didn't even enter the ring. Therefore, forfeit. You took the title. He's pissed. He's actually putting something on the line now. I think he said, if he doesn't triple your score, I don't know if the triple thing is in this, but I think he had said this. He will get a tattoo, a scramble related tattoo, on his body. Right. And that's pretty high. That's pretty high stakes, right. Frank. And you were no slouch in what you agreed to put up.
And most of the reason why he got these high scores is which he admitted to was his girlfriend was hovering over his shoulder helping him.
Sure. Now, Frank, if you lose, you've put up some high stakes as well.
Yes.
What was it that you agreed to do?
I will have to address him as scramble champion of all time whenever I come into his contact. That's all.
I mean, that's definitely on par with, you know, permanently marring your skin. So it's a very good, very comparable fucking offer to bring to the table. So that's October 8th. Have you been training at all, Frank?
I'm going to need your guidance, and I'm going to have to train a little bit, yes.
Why would you need my guidance? You're already the champ.
Because I want you – well, listen – Rocky Balboa was a champ, and
so you're saying I'm the black guy? I'm the black guy in the corner that I don't really know his name, but he's there to yell and pump his fist.
I don't, whatever he is, whatever color is irrelevant. But his name was Apollo Creed.
Well, no, I'm referring to the black guy who was not Apollo Creed. So his colors are not irrelevant, Frank. It's not the white guy who's Mick, and it's not Apollo Creed. It's the other black guy. I don't know his name.
I don't act
as though mentioning color as a means of describing a person is fucking wrong. Because it isn't, Frank. It isn't. Now, people can get offended when this happens. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
So what's next up that we have to talk about here?
I'm leading into it, you fucking ungraceful motherfucker. Using color to classify a person, Frank, is not a bad thing, is what I'm saying. Because there was a woman named, Helen Hodges, okay? Now, did you hear about this story? This woman went to a gas station, and she bought gas, and it's one of the, it's not New Jersey, so it's like any other gas station in America. Can you at least pretend to be fucking listening instead of fucking yawning and patting on your fucking belly button like a fucking, like a simian, you fucking uninterested dickhead?
Go ahead.
This woman went to the clerk and asked for $10 to be sent to her pump. And the $10 was sent to another pump. She went back in to complain. And they said, look, it's going to take a while to get your money. She's, you know, got pissed and agreed to go do an errand, run an errand, and came back. When she came back to get her money, it had been put on hold with the receipt on top of the money and a description of her written on the receipt. And the description, as written by the Spaniard that worked there, who didn't speak very good English, wrote, black lady, big fat. He wrote, black lady, big fat on the receipt.
Okay.
And this lady is up in arms. Now, she said, it says black lady. I get that because I'm a black woman. But I don't get big fat. Now she's making a big issue about this, Frank. A huge issue.
So she's more of an issue of the big fat?
She doesn't care that you called her black. She calls herself black. She understands I'm a black lady, okay? But what she took offense to was the big fat part.
Well, it is kind of redundant.
Well, yeah, it is. Although you could be 7 foot, you know, 10 and lean, and you could be big. But anyway, she's not. She's big and fat, and that's how they described her. It's not a bad thing. And to me, Frank, I'm tired of people acting like, fat discrimination is something immoral. Do you know what, now, Frank? Have you ever called somebody a fat fuck? Have you ever used any of those delicious terms to describe a fat person?
No.
Now, why is this?
Because I myself, have a little bit of a weight issue, and it's not a nice thing to say to people.
You, I thought you had Wii Fit.
I thought you did too.
I do. And I use it. My BMI is, I'm a little overweight. What's your BMI, Frank?
I'm morbidly obese.
Oh, okay. Bald man. Morbidly obese. Just kidding. Anyway, Frank, the thing is, she's now making a huge fucking issue as though it's a hate crime to be called big and fat. When all the guy wanted to do was hold her money to the side so that the correct person got it. This fucking bitch should have had her money taken by somebody else. It should have just been left on the counter, and the first black woman that comes in there gets 10 free dollars. And when she comes back, oh, sorry, I thought it was the other black lady. Now she's saying, well, they should have described my car, blah, 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 blah. Black lady, big fat is the most accurate description for this woman. It's on news10.com. And I notice you're silent now because you have some kind of an issue with using any kind of color to describe a person. But and I respect that. But Frank, it's my issue is not with that. My issue...
No, I understand. I understand. The problem I have is that, you know, this fellow could have been a little more... could have shown a little more decorum, a little more. He could have been a little less abrasive. I mean, you know, calling somebody that is obviously, and you will not disagree, derogatory.
It's definitely derogatory, but it's not illogical. It's not, Frank. It's not something that you aspire to be. Do you understand? And in most cases, and I'm not going to say 99% of the time, in most cases, people that are fat through their own fucking actions. Because they can't make good food choices. So, honestly, this guy wasn't calling her a fucking grocery bill or a lunchbox or a fucking fat fuck or chub face or any of these things. He wasn't using any of these names. He was calling her a big fat black lady. Embrace it. The reason she's really hurt and she says this is because she didn't notice it. She handed it, I guess, her son read the receipt. Her six-year-old son read the receipt. And pointed it out to her, why do they call you big fat? And so that's where it comes in.
Maybe when the word fat was spelled P-H-A-T.
Unfortunately.
He was saying pretty big, pretty hot, and tempting.
Maybe. But why would you put big in front of that? See,
because
it was broken English. That would, yes. that would do it. But nobody wants to be fat. Nobody ever aspires for it. And I don't really think that you should make fun of someone for it, but it's going to happen. And if it happens to you and you're fat, you know, the worst thing you could do is put yourself into the role of a victim. And Frank, I swear to fucking God, I will slit your fucking throat open with a shovel like you did that poor fucking mouse. So I can go... the next time you yawn. Are you really that exhausted? Are you really that fucking exhausted?
I'm not yawning because of lack of interest in the story. I'm yawning because I'm a little tired, but it's not because of lack of interest in the story.
I'm sorry. I just noticed this. Barb's saying that you don't have we fit. You have we don't fit.
Wow.
That's pretty funny to me. In text, it works better. But
that's
reading it,
that's
really...
That's kind of a cheap shot. That's kind of a cheap fucking shot.
Why is
all
that,
right.
I don't understand. Why is that a cheap shot?
That's a cheap shot, but whatever.
Frank, maybe you should become a member of... I mean, you feel so strongly for this cause that, you know, fat people shouldn't be discriminated against. Maybe you should join the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. Have you ever heard of this this organization?
I have not. Tell me more.
Their slogan is, "We come in all sizes. Understand it. Support it. Accept it." NAAFA. National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. I guess they were founded in 1969, and their goal is to eliminate discrimination based on body size so that fat people can fat up every workplace. I mean, I've never heard of somebody being fired for being fat or being refused a job for being fat. But this whole organization exists because this is a huge deal. I mean, I'm completely unaware of this.
Oh, you're kidding, right? There have been many cases where there was a news reporter, Sarah Lee Kessler, who used to be on Channel 9, who was fired because of her weight. So it's very common.
Really?
Especially
she was a news reporter, right?
Especially with people in the media.
Yeah, well, their appearance is part of their fucking job. Do you understand?
No.
Yeah. No, explain. I'm sorry. Continue.
I'm sorry. It's not relevant. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I want to know, Frank. We've come a long way.
You want to know?
As a society. I think that's actually perfect use for this. Yeah. I do.
Oh. Really? What you're thinking.
That's interesting.
There are some things you can't hide. I want to know. What you're feeling?
It's no secret.
Well, this is the part of the show that has never happened before. I've never been on this side of the I want to know. Ever. And I do want to know why, Frank, in 2009, probably the most tolerable of all years, why is it that fatness is seen as something that is so terribly discriminated against? And Frank, which is worse? Bald discrimination? Fat discrimination? Discrimination against blacks? Or discrimination against gays? Let's rank them in order. Which is the most severe? In 2009, we have a black president. There is a gay guy on every show. There is an entire network of gays. Two, actually, if you count the
what
Food Channel.
What network is that?
There's the Food Channel and HGTV.
I thought it was...
And picks. And picks. So there's three. So let's continue, Frank. Let's rank the discriminations.
Could you rank it? You're the one who wants to know.
How could I fucking rank it if I want to know, Frank? That's like saying, you want to know what the theory of relativity is, so why don't you just tell yourself?
I'll give you the easy answer. I think they're all equal because they're
you
both
fucking detrimental. Politically correct fucking douche. I'm not even asking you to
No, any discrimination is equal to any others because what no discrimination is worse than anything else, okay? Nothing. If it hurts somebody's
I'm not saying
shut your mouth.
Fuck you. You don't understand the goddamn question, Frank.
If it hurts somebody's feelings, it's discrimination. Period.
You are such a fucking middle of the road douche. Frank,
I vote for the candidate at the party.
I'm asking you something here, Frank. Not how much does it hurt people? How much does it happen? Which is more rampant?
Oh, how
which
much
is,
does it happen?
Yes! Worse! Not like, oh, well, I would say blacks take
now,
it worse.
Based, where are you getting these facts from?
I have no facts! I want to know, you fucking dope!
How the fuck am I supposed to know what happens more?
Do you have an opinion? I'm asking you for your fucking opinion!
I didn't do a fucking
pull
study,
up your,
you stupid
open
fuck.
Up your bald fucking head and reach
you
around for a fucking thought!
Absorb prick!
You fucking mook! Holy shit! I'm asking for your fucking opinion.
God, I had a fucking beard like that when I was 14, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and you had no hair. You fucking went bald when you were learning algebra.
I had a good set of hair, my friend.
You had. Yes. So now, in your own estimation, Frank, which one is more present, I guess you could say? Which one is more alive? Which discrimination? Which is the least? Let's go.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to, say that most likely, I guess race is most prevalent.
Is most prevalent.
Yes.
Now, what would you base that on?
It's just a wild guess.
Well, I mean, it's not. It shouldn't really be a guess. It should be your own. Your own fucking thought. I'm not asking you to fill out a Scantron.
First of all, I don't have a number two pencil, so I couldn't do it even if you wanted me to.
My thought is that, and I'm going to go least to most. People discriminate least, in my estimation, against, in 2009, against gays.
I will have to agree with that.
I'm going to say they get it the least. Everybody loves their little design tips and whatever else they do. Oh, how great the gay guy's telling me what fucking pillows to pick out on HGTV. He's telling me how to make paella.
You sure must watch that channel a lot.
Amanda has it on constantly.
Who's Amanda?
Now, Amanda's my girlfriend.
Now, that's the second week in a row I got you before you set up.
You know what? You're good. You bald bastard, you're good at this. The next one, Frank, and I'm gonna say they get it a little bit worse than the gays. But still, it's drastically reduced. And it's out of... And by the way, the choices are, again, baldness, fatness, blackness, and gayness. The next one up is blackness. A little bit worse than gays.
Wait. First of all, I gotta disagree with you on your first choice.
Okay.
I think baldness is the least discriminated against. Because it is so acceptable now for people to be bald. It's chic, and it's the thing to do. It's the wave of the future. So people who are bald are least discriminated of all.
It's unfortunate, Frank, that you think that because you know you would not be bald if you didn't have to be. Admit that. If you didn't have to be bald, you wouldn't be.
That's not true. I'd shave my head.
Then why is it that you bought a hairpiece? I'm asking because you didn't want to be bald. People shave their head because they're...
At that point in time, I didn't want to be bald, but I accepted now. And people who are not even bald, such as... what's his name? He was Joey Lawrence. This guy's got a full head of hair.
Whoa!
Yeah, I want to rip that off. And he chooses to be bald. He's got a full fucking set of hair. So many people have full sets of hair and choose to be bald.
It's not a set. It's a full head. It's not like they collect them.
Would you agree with that? That people, even with heads of hairs, choose to be bald? Will you admit that?
I don't. I'm not going to admit
that. Will you admit that?
Here's what I'm not going to admit. Joey Lawrence does not have a full head of hair anymore.
Oh, have you ever seen him in Blossom, my friend?
Yeah, in 1991. I've seen him in Blossom in 91.
I do an impression of him like this.
Whoa! I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Whoa!
That's my impression.
Can you do anything with, like, maybe some speech or something like that? Like, just do a quick line of dialogue as Joey.
Whoa! That's the best I can do.
That's most of his lines anyway. Whoa! I got no hair! Whoa! I just shaved my fucking head! Whoa! Another bald fuck on
now,
a fake radio
true?
Show thinks I have a good head of hair! Whoa!
Now, you told me this in confidence, but I think I'm going to tell people what's going on. But you had a poster of Blossom when you were a teenager, didn't you?
I never did. And if I had to have a thing for anybody on Blossom, it would be Six. Did you ever see Jenna Von Oy when she grew up?
I've never seen the show, so I don't even know.
Well, I'm telling you, her friend, Frank, while she was sassy and next door, girl next door-ish on the show, she grew up to be a little bit of a piece. I'm not going to say. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it.
You're talking about more than Crave.
I'm sorry, Crave?
Crave from Family Matters?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Craze for a second. No. You mean the sister that turned into a porn star and did one scene.
Yeah. Oh, is that all she did is one scene?
She did one scene and then realized that, you know, being on a show with Urkel probably is a little bit, a little bit more respectful. So we have, I put gayness as the least. You agreed. Right, but now you're saying.
I retract. I think baldness.
I disagree. Baldness for me, number one. Because you know what? Nobody has stood up against somebody saying you bald fuck. Nobody. Nobody has ever formed a group about end bald discrimination. Fatness, number two. I say, fatness is number two. It because it's not natural. Because here's the deal with baldness and fatness. If people could be the opposite, they could be thin and have a head full of hair, they would. Whereas you ask a black person if they'd want to be white, and they wouldn't want to. You don't want to be something that you're not. Same with gay people. They wouldn't want to be straight. Frank, do you want to be black and straight?
I am straight.
Then I guess I have you all wrong. I have you completely wrong, Frank. Now, Frank, are you able to even enjoy a meal in that infested fucking house?
It's tough, but I try.
Donna still cooks? Yes? No?
I said yes.
Well, there was no sound that came through the fucking goddamn...
Well, maybe if you fixed the fucking audio, there would be a sound.
Frank, why am I hearing you now?
I don't fucking know. I said yes.
You said yes, and then
it's difficult.
Said something else, and then
it's difficult to. I gotta be honest. It's difficult to fucking live here. To be honest with you, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared.
What did Donna make for dinner tonight, Frank?
Tonight was pizza night, my friend.
Pizza night? It's fucking Monday.
It's Tuesday, you stupid.
Or Tuesday? I'm sorry. Oh shit! Yeah, I've been working nonstop. I mean, but Tuesday, even still, why would you have fucking pizza night
because
on a Tuesday?
Because Tuesday night is Kayla's dance, is my daughter's dance class, and my wife doesn't cook that night because there's too much rushing around, so I get pizza.
I had pork chops tonight.
Oh, good.
That's a good Tuesday night meal. Pork chops.
Did Mommy make them for you?
She sure did, you motherfucker. And let me tell you something right now. You would eat your mother's cooking if you could.
I prefer my wife's cooking over my mother's any day of the week.
Now, have you ever told her this?
I told my mother this. I says, I prefer my Donna's cooking is so much better than yours.
And what does she say? She has to be heartbroken.
No, she goes, good. To hell with you, then, she says. Good.
So, yeah, that to hell with you isn't a term of endearment, Frank. It's frustration and annoyance at her.
But usually, for the longest time, though, you really, and I hope this isn't, I mean, over the last month or so, you've been eating a lot more home-cooked meals than you have in the past. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. My mother is now a retired woman.
And you're enjoying these meals.
I am definitely cashing in. I am so cashing in on her newfound cooking, her newfound love of cooking.
Because usually, it was Golden Grahams was your dinner usually.
I mean, I'd have to make my own food. And not that I'm complaining, but a lot of times I wouldn't feel like cooking, so I would just pour a bowl of cereal and eat that for dinner.
Right.
But
so now
but tonight was pork chops, Frank. Do you understand?
Yeah, I don't like pork chops, but go ahead.
Do you like any kind of pork?
I saw a video on YouTube where somebody took Pepsi Cola or Coke and put it on a pork chop and little maggots came out of it, and ever since then I won't eat it anymore.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't eat bacon?
I love bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon? That's what I'm fucking talking about, Frank. Listen here. I feel bad for all these people who have made a choice or a life decision or they have some kind of belief where they feel a need to deny themselves pork. Now, I understand that you don't like the maggots that can be drawn out of a pork chop by pouring Pepsi on it, which who gives a shit?
Have you ever seen that?
No, I would look at it and I wouldn't give a fuck. And I would still eat another pork. I would go up to the refrigerator right now, eat it while watching that fucking video. I would eat a leftover pork chop while watching worms come out of one. I wouldn't care. It doesn't bother me because it's tasty. And pork is the best. And these people that say religion says that they shouldn't eat pork or they're a vegetarian and they can't enjoy meat, especially pork. And it's the Muslims, the Jews, Frank, and I just found out. Now, what religion are you, Frank?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Okay, so you are a Christian. And let me tell you something, Frank. Christianity says you shouldn't eat pork as well. Were you aware of this?
Is this something new that was just coined?
If Deuteronomy was just coined. I found this. It says, and the swine... Because it now we need something a little bit. We got to jazz this up a bit. If we're going to do fucking quote Bible shit, we need some kind of a sound effect. Don't you think, Frank?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got just the thing.
We have to interrupt this program because it is now time for...
The DJ New Style Show, Papal Progress Report.
Wow, this is going old school, man.
Yes, it is. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. Deuteronomy 14:8. I don't know what that means. But I know that it's like a backwards 8:14 p.m., which it is not. But if it was on Thursday, you'd be listening to Best in Show. Amen. And we'll turn that music off. Frank, do you understand what that means? They say
what
not
they're
only...
saying is you shouldn't be eating pork.
And not only that, you shouldn't be touching dead pork. Dead pigs. You can't touch dead pig carcasses.
It doesn't make sense because God created pigs, so why would he create something that you shouldn't have?
I mean, we're not supposed to touch a dead pig now. That means, okay, we can't eat or touch dead pigs. That means no bacon. You're not going to play football because, you know, they say pig skin, people be too nervous. They would be just too nervous, Frank.
What about my favorite Taylor ham?
You can't have it. You can't have a Taylor hang sandwich, as you had said. And what about, and now nobody can touch a dead pig, so when they die of natural causes, there's just going to be piles of rotting fucking wild hogs all over the place, just spilling out noxious gas everywhere. Thanks, Bible! Awesome life. No bacon, wow. And just stink everywhere. I'd like to quote Germ Freak by saying, fuck the Catholic Church. That's your quote. I don't believe it. But you said, fuck the Catholic Church. And you said fuck him too when I brought up the Pope.
God will know that I never said that. And what I said with the other thing was taken out of context.
Oh, and also, yeah, there would be no movie, The Wild Hogs, Barb just pointed out. Because why would you want to emulate a pig? I mean, obviously, people look at things in the Bible, and it's more relaxed. I don't know what a priest would say to this, but...
It would be no Charlotte's Web.
I mean, it could be a little bit of could serve to be some proof that a lot of stuff was inserted into the Bible to keep people from doing things, like to keep people in line. Like, you know, they didn't want people to get trichinosis or they didn't want people to get roundworms or anything like that. So they said it is unclean to eat pork, and people think this is the word of God, so they don't eat pork.
Well,
but later on, somebody invents bacon. Later on, somebody invents bacon, and they say, fuck, this is delicious. I'll touch on all the pig carcasses unto me. Amen.
Well, what a premonition that was, because now we have the swine flu, so maybe they were right. Maybe they're correct.
Maybe. Maybe they are. This is just like your termites and rat infestation. This might be the hand of God striking down on us. On us, the sinners, who love fucking bacon bits and salad. Bacon on everything.
I don't care for the bacon bits. They're a little too strong, but I do. My middle daughter, her favorite food is bacon. She loves bacon.
That's her favorite food. It's yes. Everybody's favorite food, Frank. Bacon is the one meat that vegetarians crave.
Do you mind if it's a little rubbery?
No. I'll eat it. I prefer it crispy. I want it to, like, if I take it and slap it on the plate, I want it to break off into a million pieces.
Because sometimes my mother was the worst at making bacon because she never made it crispy. She always put it in the fucking microwave, and it was like a fucking it was like fucking silly string.
No wonder
I was
eating. No wonder you prefer Donna's cooking. She already buys the pre-cooked bacon.
No. She makes the real slab.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But what I was saying was that bacon is the meat that vegetarians crave. I mean, even if they've never even tasted it, they smell it, and they realize they've made a poor decision in life.
I just want to do a quick imitation,
if you will. Okay, here you go.
There's a dog food commercial. I think it's Kibbles and Bits or something, or whatever. And they had added bacon to it. Anyway. So
what's the impression? I want to hear the impression.
I don't really have an impression, but I just want to.
It's bacon.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You're gonna do
it? I realize that was already done somewhere else, so I don't want to do it.
I didn't know if anybody did this.
Yeah, but go ahead. Move on.
Thank you for bringing that up and not doing it and completely putting us in an awkward spot.
I apologize.
You fucking dope.
I'll make up for it. I'll do an impression that I did once before because we're talking about pork, and a lot of times I like to get pork fried rice from a Chinese food place.
Okay.
And I'll do my impression, which I've done on here before, but I'll do it again. I want you to call and ask for pork fried rice and ask me how long it's going to be. Okay, call.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello, Meilings.
Is this Chinese food restaurant?
Yes.
You guys have General Tso chicken?
Yeah.
You guys have a special today?
Yeah.
So what do I get in the special? Hello, is this the Chinese food restaurant?
You have to ask me how long it's going
to be. I'm talking to a Chinese food restaurant, Frank. Shut the fuck up. Hey, Chinese food restaurant, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. You guys have a special going on tonight? I heard about it in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It says free General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
I don't have to pay?
No.
And it also says hand job in the back.
No.
No?
No hand job.
You put it in the paper, not me.
God.
You are the worst at going along with anything. Okay, Frank. Okay, I'll do it, Frank.
I have one fucking minuscule impression, and you got to fucking drag it out. One little millisecond of an impression, you got to drag it out. All I'm asking you is how long for it before the food is ready, and then I'll give you my impression.
15 min!
Fuck you! You son of a bitch! You prick!
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked me. I thought you asked me.
You jackass. Now, how long it's going to be, and I'll tell you it as though I'm working at the Chinese food place.
I thought we were doing a Chinese food bit. I didn't know.
Ask me.
Hey, is it the Chinese food restaurant?
Just ask me how long it's going to be.
Your phone's ringing.
Hello?
Is this a Chinese food restaurant?
Yeah.
Lung Young, right?
Yeah.
In Roxbury, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Do you have rice?
Yeah.
Do you occasionally fry the rice?
Yeah.
Do you put pork in it?
Yeah.
Does it take 15 minutes?
Fuck you, you son of a bitch! You piece of shit! You're gonna steal everything I have, you steal it! You're a fucking jackass. Now go fuck off.
Okay, Frank. If I want to, I'd just like some pork fried rice.
Yeah.
How long is that going to take?
10 min.
Yeah, baby!
There it is. I wanted to let him do it, the original form. But it's only 15 min. Oh, God, Frank. I like that impression that you have no problem doing of the Chinese person, by the way. No problem whatsoever.
Not making fun of anybody.
No, I know you're not making fun of anybody. But you ever, as far as restaurants go, you know, I noticed something, Frank. There are a lot of restaurants that use, like, the same fucking slogan to draw people in.
Right.
They have it written under the name of their place. Like
pizza box covers.
Yeah, like for example, world's greatest, and then, like, some food that's, like, really not a big deal either. World's greatest burger. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. What they have there are slogans that took absolutely no creativity whatsoever.
None.
The famous one, I had a pizzeria, and on the cover it said, "You've tried the rest, now try the best." Now, every fucking food place has used this slogan, okay?
Yeah.
It shows a lack of intelligence on these assholes.
And, honestly, and how the fuck would you know what I tried? Don't be so fucking presumptuous. You know what? Maybe the rest was a lot better than the shit in this fucking box. And it's always some fucking cousin of the owner's. I got an idea for the box. You tried the rest. Now try the best. Oh, this guy, he's a fucking genius. Shut the fuck up. It just fucking irritates me. And bread, people that serve bread, or they make sandwiches, or they happen to have baked goods, Frank.
I don't care if it's done on premises.
Baked on premises! Who gives a fuck?
I don't give a fuck where you get it from. Just give it to me.
I just want to eat it. Don't tell me what you fucking did.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to know the fucking travel history of it, for Christ's sake.
Frank,
give it to me.
Let's do another one of these. Pretend I'm the baker. You just walked in. Oh, hey, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a couple of rolls here.
You know, I put yeast in those.
Okay, good. I like yeast.
Yeah, it's good. I actually put them in the oven. This oven.
Oh, you bake on premises.
Yeah, of course. I mean, didn't you see the fucking sign? You dumb fuck. Get the fuck out of my store!
I apologize.
Get the fuck out now! That's how it would work. You question baked on premises, you comment on it, you get kicked out of my fucking bakery. I apologize. Can I still have the rolls? And have you ever seen a restaurant or a bar, Frank, that has decided to go the route of the ironically rude slogan? Have you ever seen this? There is a place in South Carolina, or I'm sorry, North Carolina, where I go to vacation every year. It's called Bob's Grill, and the subtitle, the slogan is, "Eat and get the hell out!" And I've also seen bars that say, "Warm beer,
right,
lousy
right.
service."
I saw that too. I saw warm beer and so-so food or something like that.
Oh, just fucking come off it. And you probably, if you go in there, the waitresses are intentionally rude to you. It's like, oh, we're really getting shitty service.
Yeah,
I can't wait to pay $12 for a plate.
I've been to a place like that called Pub 99. Worst ever.
They were very friendly to you as they mixed ketchup bottles in front of your face with fucking scab bandages barely hanging on their arm. Frank, that was your lowest moment. When we went to this place with you to show you what a real bacon burger tasted like. And you tapped on my hand and asked me to ask for ketchup so that you could put ketchup on your fries. Like I'm your fucking father. You're asking me to do something for you. Like I'm an authoritative man.
Actually, I think it was on my burger. I had asked you to put the ketchup on my burger for me.
Yeah, but before that, you told me to ask them to get ketchup. And
oh,
then
yeah,
when they brought it over,
I asked them to get it. Yes.
Yeah. And Ed is just saying now he does that. You do that to Ed as well?
Yes, I ask him to put the ketchup on for me.
You think everybody's Donna? That's Donna. You know, you're a great person. You're ruining everything. No one can be his friend and not be mad at him because of how well you treat this man, how much you tolerate this person. You need to get yours, Donna. You need to get yours and have some fucking freedom, just fucking room to breathe from this man. His beck and call. You just fucking
Donna, napkin.
It's not like I treat her with respect.
Yeah, okay. but you demand things, you yell, you do all this shit, and then the behavior spills over into your friendships.
I ask her to do it for me, and then it's because I don't want to touch certain things. That's all, and it's just easier just to do it.
Jesus.
Anyway,
I have a question, Frank.
Yeah,
you were telling me that you got a little private time with your wife this weekend. I believe you had a date with your wife.
Perhaps.
You got away from the kids. You went out.
Kids went sleepover, so we had a little
what is called date night.
Date night. We call it date night. I mean, Come on now.
Exactly.
We've been married for almost 15 fucking years. We call it date night. You know what I mean?
No, you tried the rest.
I mean, it could pack a real punch. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, come on now.
So you told all of us this, and Ed was in attendance, and now Ed
Easy
asked you a question.
Oh, yeah.
Ed asked you a question.
Yes. Yes.
Frank.
Ed asked me if I wore anything sexy when I had relations with my wife.
He asked if you've ever dressed up sexy for your wife.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, there was a bunch. I was floored at this supposedly heterosexual individual asking such a question.
and Frank, I mean, did he leave it at that, or did he go further into the question?
He proceeded to send me a link to a website with sexy men's underwears, leather men's underwear, model of a man wearing it.
Holy
shit.
I said,
"What the fuck is your problem, boy?"
So a zoomed in picture of some guy's fucking dick behind leather.
It was sick enough that he was perusing websites with men in undergarments, and then he decides to send them to me, and it was very, very awkward for him. He was very embarrassed as I told him that what he was doing was not kosher.
Well, I have a question for you, or a line of questions, Frank. If you...
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay?
That's right. It's the part of the show where I'm going to actually ask what Frank thinks. And I'll also open it up to the callers. Feel free to call 316-768-4472 to get on the DJ New Style Show. Frank, the first thing I want to ask you... Let me turn that down a little bit for you. The first thing I want to ask you, Frank... Ed asked you if you had ever dressed sexy. Now... If you had said yes, if you did dress sexy for bed, would that make you a gay man?
Wow, that's a good question.
Now what would you think?
A little fruity.
Now hold on. What do you think dressing sexy would entail?
Well, that's just I don't know. I don't know what goes on in Ed's mind. I'd love to hear from Ed to see what his definition of sexy dress is. I'd love to know what he wears when he goes to these fucking whores and anally rapes them.
Because, I mean, all I know is that women will dress sexy for bed. They'll wear special under things. They'll do special things.
Right.
And they'll present themselves in a sexy fashion. But what the fuck?
I have a feeling I know who Ustreamer99796 is. And this person putting his underwear on right away is sexy. I think I know who that is!
I don't know who that is, Frank. I don't know who that is. So now what could you possibly do? Do you put on like club clothes? And strip down? Do you have a special set of underwear? Let me extend this a little bit.
I don't know.
Let me extend this a little bit. I'll clarify. Is it gay for a man to have underwear he refers to as his sexy underwear? I... 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is the aforementioned
Ed
McGrath.
The one that Frank had called an anal rapist.
You know, Ed, you have sunk to low level that you've never been before. You sent me a link to a guy wearing a leather patch on his ball sack. What was going through your mind?
Like a pirate's patch?
Wait, wait, Before yes. anything, what did it say on his underwears?
I didn't read his dick.
Frank, it said home of a whopper.
Ugh. Okay. Man, that really tied into our previous conversation. That guy is a terrible slogan with no imagination. Jesus Christ.
Frank, I'm trying to get you to spice up your love life. I mean,
Ed,
you've been married. I'm,
first
years?
Of all,
I want to ask Ed a question.
I'm not taking advice from a guy who's got to plunk down $150 on a fucking motel Bura after he fucks, okay?
Holy shit.
That's not who I'm looking for advice for, okay?
More. Ed, I want to ask you a question. You've asked Frank, have you ever dressed sexy? Now, Ed, what would dressing sexy be for a man?
I don't know. I've never done that. I just try to get him to embarrass and humiliate himself. Well, that's all.
Now, you do frequent prostitutes, occasionally.
Yeah.
And obviously legal means. You take them on dates, and that's just something they do on the side. Correct?
Oh, yeah. It's,
100%
legal. It's for companionship, and anything that happens is between consenting adults.
Absolutely, you have the disclaimer down pat. Now, Ed, do you ever find yourself putting on a special outfit before going on one of these legal dates?
No, I'd shower before. That's what I do.
Oh, how nice
of you. I try to have respect for these ladies, and I try to shower at the very last minute.
You try to shower at the last.
Let me ask you something right now. Do you go there wearing a collar on your shirt? Do you have a collared shirt on when you go?
If I mix these interludes with work activities, but that's not very frequent.
I wonder if when you go there in your work clothes, if they think that you're really dressing up for this.
So you're taking a shower at the last minute to be clean for these gonorrhea-infested whores.
Frank,
is that what you're doing?
Did you just ask if it was at the last min?
Did I? I don't know.
I think you did. Your impression's carrying through now.
Wait, I'd like to hear Ed's preparation techniques. Ed, do you put special perfumes or colognes on first before you see these bitches?
No, I use Dove soap. It's good for my skin.
Oh.
Ed, have you ever traced a cotton ball soaked with fucking aquavelva down around your nipples while looking in the mirror?
That's a good idea.
What?
So, Ed, you asked of Frank if he ever used a sexy pair of underwear. Now, what does that mean to you? Do you have underwear that you set aside for, as Frank would say, coitus?
Yeah, the ones that don't have the holes in them.
Okay, so something without holes. You've never put on some kind of a fucking a French cut.
No.
What do you? Let me ask you a question. When you're with these whores, what do you do with your undergarments? You just put them by the foot of the bed, or what? What goes on?
Yeah, I usually fold them, and a lot of times these hotel rooms have a chair in close proximity to the bed with an ottoman. So I usually try to drape them over the chair or ottoman.
You fold your clothes when you're going with a prostitute?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say fold them. I drape them over, you know.
Are you expecting that when they come out of the bathroom that they see that and go, boyfriend material?
You know, I've thought a couple times about asking one of these girls on a date, date, but I chicken out every time.
How do you take a whore to Thanksgiving, Ed? Like, let's say you two hit it off. You're going to take her to meet anybody, and the first thing that anybody ever talks about is, so what do you do? She's like, I suck dick in Buicks and in motels. That's how I met Eddie boy here, right, Eddie? He was paying $400 and $500 a week for our dates.
Girls can't look down on me for what I've done, so I really can't look down on what they do, right?
But like, how would you sell your prostitute girlfriend to a family member?
Oh, you'd make stuff up, clearly.
Like, well, what would be the job that you would say?
I don't know. I don't know, waitress. There's a couple of them that I've seen that are waitresses on the side, and they have other jobs. So, I mean, you don't have to talk about how you met.
Yeah. You better hope you can keep your story straight. So you sent this link to Frank, and you wanted to know if he dressed sexy. And obviously, Frank was baffled. So that means Frank goes in there with sweatpants and parts the pajama pants, parts the pee hole and goes at it like a fucking Hasidic Jew and then ends it and then fucking walks out. Frank wears the sheet with the hole.
Yeah, let me give you my rationality on this. This is not meant to be gay or anything of that nature. I just wanted to see if we could get Frank to do something funny, wear, funny novelty underwear.
Does that give you a rod if I were to wear sexy underwears when I was with my woman?
The only thing you could ever do, Ed, is put an image in your head. That's the only thing you could do is give you a nice visual of Frank wearing fucking chaps.
Exactly. Exactly. You visualized me in this outfit. Did you or did you not?
Oh, please.
I mean, you Google image searched one.
Your wife laughing at you.
You know what you did, Ed? You looked for underwear, and then you handpicked one out for Frank. That's like looking in a fucking lingerie for men catalog, selecting one, and and calling up and saying, I'll have those. I have a question for both of you. Is it gay to use Google image search for obviously gay images, even if it's being used for the sake of comedy? I'll go over to Ed first. Ed, is that gay?
No, I don't think it is. If your intent is to be funny, then no, I don't think it's gay.
Says the man who just Googled a fucking pirate patch pair of underwear with fucking nuts spilling out of the side. Frank, what do you think about this? Google imaging, obviously gay images for the sake of comedy.
If you're Googling disrobed men in any way or shape or form, then yes, there's a problem.
Was this man disrobed?
He had an eye patch, as Ken said, on his dick.
I didn't see it, but...
Did you see his dick or balls?
Well, he didn't have a robe on.
Don't play semantics, my friend. Don't play semantics.
Well, he wasn't disrobed. That's my point.
Going on, Fuck the Bag and FBA, every sig pic is a fucking black penis going into some friend or enemy that they have. Or several. Hey. Somebody just standing around a cascade of black penises. That's the ideal sig pic for Fuck the Bag.
A couple weeks ago, I don't know if you have these at your fingertips, but we played some clips of me making some phone calls to some sleazy play. You don't have them at your fingertips, do you?
No, I don't. Okay. Which one was it?
The one where I get yelled at by the woman. But whatever, it's all
no,
good.
No, I do have that, I think. I mean, but not, you could talk for a little bit, please.
Oh, yeah. So, Ed...
explain what you want me to play, maybe.
Well, we're talking about sleazy motels, and I thought it would maybe be apropos to play the audio of a trick phone call I made to a very upscale establishment in Avenel, New Jersey. Or maybe it was Linden, I'm not sure. Or perhaps Elizabeth.
I think this is the one.
Florida Motel, can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for a room.
What?
A reservation.
Yeah, you're not doing a reservation. You're coming into Florida room.
I need quiet time. I'm studying for a test, and I need the room to be quiet.
Is this the right one, Frank?
Do you have quiet rooms?
I think it is.
Okay.
What rooms?
I need a quiet room. I don't want. I do not. I want to. Do not disturb. I don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you know the steps. But what room do you like it? The regular bed or?
What kind of rooms you got?
The king. What do you like it? The king size bed or regular?
I like a king size. How much is that?
Overnight, it's $65.
Okay. I need one very far away from you.
Okay. What time do you coming?
Now let me ask you a question. Can I bring my dog?
No. No dog in the hotel. No dog in
because
the hotel.
What about my cat?
No.
What about can I bring my goldfish?
Listen, you know, bring animals.
No animals?
No.
Okay. Do you have any vending machines there?
No.
Do you have any coffee?
No.
Will you be serving breakfast in the morning?
No.
Oh. Do you have like a bowl of hard candy or something, some breath mints?
No, it's no have this machine.
Oh. Do you have carpeting?
What?
Carpeting.
What you say?
Do you have carpet? Do you have rugs?
No.
Oh. Okay. Could you turn the TV off? I can't hear what you're saying.
It's TV off?
Is there a TV in the room?
Yes.
Oh. Do you take credit card?
Yes, but you have ID, driver license, or passport. I'm taking credit card.
Do you take cash?
Yes.
Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes, because it's room for two people.
Because I'm thinking about I'm going to make love over there. I could bring two women?
Not two women, one woman.
I could bring one woman?
Listen, it's a lot of questions about it. Where do you like it? You say you have dog. I say it's not a dog. You know, bring the dog. This is motel. You say scared. Woman. Room is for two people. Do you like it? You bring woman, man. Forget it, but only one. The room is only for two people.
Two people?
Yes.
Could I at least have some coffee and tea or something?
No, I'm telling for you. No having nothing. No breakfast. No machine for the snacks. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Frank, what do you like it?
Although that was a good one, it wasn't the one I was talking about. But whatever, it's okay.
Oh, the one. Oh, where you ask if you can have sex?
She, yeah,
and
she
she's very.
I mean, that's a quick one. Can that be played or not really?
Why not, Ed? Do you want to hear this one, Ed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Hello, Grandma.
Yeah, I like to make a reservation.
Excuse me?
A reservation.
No, you don't have to make it.
I don't have to make a reservation?
No.
Do you have any rooms available for tonight?
Yes.
Okay. What is your rates?
One bed, 56, tax included.
How much do you take a discount for stains?
Discount?
If no. I find stains in the bed.
No.
Okay. Are we allowed to, am I allowed to bring my lady there?
Lady?
My woman.
Sure.
I could have sex there?
Excuse me, what kind of question you ask?
I want to know if I could fuck my broad there.
Excuse me, you know what? How old are you? You're supposed to think a little bit better than that, okay?
I apologize. I'm 42.
Yeah, I'm 62. I have a son your age.
I apologize. I'm sorry okay. for I offended you. Well, you didn't answer my question. Can I fuck her or not?
Listen, don't act like a jerk, ass. Okay? You can fuck a dick.
don't act like a jerk, ass. You can fuck a dick.
Did she call me a jerk hat, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, she called you a jerk hat. Coming soon to the Heroes Talk store, the jerk hat. It's a rubber dick on a brim that you just jerk off. Because you're an asshole if you wear it. And you can go fuck a dick. I don't know why we played that, but I'm glad we did.
If I can bring a dog, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need to do some more of those, Frank. We need to maybe piece some together. That might have been a good idea for today. I didn't think of it, but every time I hear those, it's great. You know, we didn't take a second break, so playing those isn't necessarily the worst thing. I've been known to replay a lot of shit. So to the people that subscribe to this, and if you don't, please go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. iTunes. Whatever you use. Download it every fucking week. Listen, I'm not doing you any favors. You don't have to do me favors, but if you like hearing this, and you like hearing Frank, what's that? You don't like hearing Frank? Frank, they don't like hearing you.
Oh, well.
That's it? That's how you come back at somebody angry?
That's all. It's the end of the show. I'm going to just turn it down a little bit.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Fuck all of you.
Fuck all y'all.
Ed, I wish you luck finding your new girlfriend.
Oh, and Ed, just real quickly before we end the show, Kenny. Ed is still procrastinating the AIDS test. He's still...
Yeah, well, you know what? What's the deal with the AIDS test, Ed? Can you get us to the fucking bottom of this?
Yeah, I told Frank, I promised him, I'm in New England this week. I will take care of this next week when I get home.
So you're actually going to do this next week?
Yes.
So you will have something in two shows from now?
Yes. I will make that commitment to the DJ New Style Show.
And you're not going to look at the results? Anything? You're going to let them sit until the show. You'll cam up in the Pal Talk room, open the results, and reveal. Now, Ed, how long have you been having sex with prostitutes? With dates that happen to be prostitutes?
I think 3 years now. Seems to be about right. 3 or 3.5, something like that.
Three years, and how many partners?
Yeah, how many total partners do you think you've had?
Oh, boy.
shit.
Jesus. If I had to give an estimate, I'd probably guess, I'd probably say about 75.
What?
How many times would you say? Do you think you go once a week?
No.
Once a month, maybe?
I'd probably say once a month. Some months, two or three times.
Holy shit.
Some months, once. So I'd probably average twice a month, I'll say.
Now wow. Ed, out of those 75 times, how many times did you go there and utilize no protection on your ding-a-ling?
You said partners, so I've seen a lot of them more than once. So,
okay.
I mean, I've probably gone, you know, at least 125, 150 times, I would guess. I would say probably about occurrences, probably about 12 to 15, I would say.
Oh, that you've had unprotected, and there's been occasions where you've had unprotected anal sex, isn't that correct? And that is very one of the main ways you can get the HIV, isn't that correct? You've had unprotected anal sex, isn't that correct?
I think twice on that front.
Ed, how much on average do you spend?
On average, probably about 150, I would say.
And you've got about 125
Holy shit.
Times, you said?
You've spent like $23,000.
That's probably a good estimate.
To jizz! You've spent $23,000 to ejaculate for 3 years. Holy shit!
Wow. When you look at it that way, that's a little disturbing.
Porn is free, Ed. I mean, there's shit you could rub your dick on. It doesn't matter. Turn the lights off.
See, I don't like that.
We're in a down economy, Ed. Can you really fucking afford this?
Yeah.
Holy shit! $23,000. That's a big number, man.
I like Goatweed's. He said, "Then again, it's cheaper than a wedding," and that is very true.
And a divorce. Very true. But then again, you could marry one, and then it's like you know what it's like if you marry a prostitute. For you, Ed, it's like Frank buying a latte machine. Just trying to cut costs. just want to cut down that expense. I'll make them at home. Well, anyway, Ed, I appreciate the call into the show. I'm still not sure if any of the stuff you've asked Frank is gay, but I'm going to kind of lean towards the side that it is. But, you know, that doesn't say anything bad about you, Ed. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And you said in 2 weeks we will get you revealing your AIDS test on our show.
Yes, I will. I will even call this week while I'm up here.
Mark these words. 2 weeks. You know what that is? That's episode 230 of the DJ New Style Show. On episode 230, Ed has promised he will reveal his AIDS test results before he even looks at them. He will not listen to any advice. Nothing. He'll get the results in paper form and read them. Without any idea.
You know, it would be kind of pretty shitty on their end to just freaking put it on a piece of paper.
You have to request it. You have to request it. Explain that this is part of a radio bit. You finding out if you have a deadly disease will be part of a fake show's radio bit that about 100 people will laugh at over the course of a couple weeks.
I will request it in written form only.
Okay. We'll see if you come through. Frank, do you think he's going to come through?
Absolutely not.
No, me neither. Thank you for calling, Ed. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the show. Frank, I think we had a good one here, I got to say. And
that wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. But you know what, Frank? We missed a couple things. Steve the LARP returned 30.
Oh.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right, then.
Happy birthday, Steve, you motherfucker. And also, the Vagabond Souls, Frank, October 2nd, this Friday, they'll be performing at the Bitter End. This is their second show in New York, and it's located between Thompson and LaGuardia. Frank, you going to be there? You going to hear the Vagabond Souls? Our friend Dom?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
We
will see. October 2nd at Bitter End, the Bitter End. It's the Vagabond Souls. And also, Keith's Scramble Competition with Frank, October 8th on Best in Show Radio, right here on HeroesTalk.com. Thank you for tuning in. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to everything that we'll ever let you subscribe to. Follow us on Twitter. I'm DJ Newstyle. He's the Germ Freak. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
And just let it build up. Let it build up. I can't hear it.
Just, okay.
Can't hear it.
Well,
I can't. We got to do it right, Ken. No, we got to do it right.
Do it then. Give anything you want to say, Frank.
Here it comes for a second. But this is us! Yeah, no! Shut up! You're talking to a fucking sign! No, you be quiet! I miss you guys, we need to get together! I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass! Outside, outside, outside! Wanna, take a bag of real punch! It's sticking! It's sticking! Hey, Ken, is there anything you wanna say?
15 min? You're an asshole! Preach it, homeboy! Shit, I can't even fit out the damn window! Fuckface! No, and a pretty damn good living at that! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Vor dir das Bett in Flammen sehen. Vor dir in Haut und Haaren untergehen. Ihr wollt doch auch den Dolch ins Nacken stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.